Today, the U.S. Supreme Court seemed ready to invalidate yet another provision of the 2002 Bipartisan Campaign Finance Reform Act. At issue is a section that bars election winners from raising more than $250,000 after an election to repay loans the candidate made to his own campaign. The election winner who is challenging the law is Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Cruz has stipulated that he deliberately set up the facts of this case in order to test the provision. The day before the general election, he lent his campaign $260,000, $10,000 more than the law allows him to be reimbursed with post-election contributions. At the time, he had over $2.4 million in campaign cash on hand that he could have used to pay off the loan. Instead, he filed suit, charging that the $250,000 cap on post-election donations is unconstitutional. Cruz argues that the limit burdens his First Amendment right to finance his campaign by limiting his ability to be reimbursed after the election. But the Federal Election Commission contends that the post-election money has a potentially corrupt purpose. The argument today fell along predictably liberal conservative lines. Here, for instance, is Justice Kagan.
I mean, one day I had a $10,000 loan, the next day I don't. I'm $10,000 richer. Somebody just made me a $10,000 gift.
Justice Barrett, however, saw things differently.
This doesn't enrich him personally because he's no better off than he was before. It's paying a loan, not lining his pockets.
Justice Kavanaugh suggested the limit chills Cruz's speech.
The choice is to spend that without any possibility of getting it back or not spending it at all.
Representing Cruz, lawyer Charles Cooper contended that Congress did not see post-election contributions as necessarily corrupt.
Those are reasons enough for a contributor to come after an election and make a contribution to the winner.
That prompted this from Justice Sotomayor.
You just said the magic words, to make a contribution to the winner. Not to a campaign and for its debts, but for the pockets of the winner. That's a very different corrupting influence.
However the Cruz case comes out, it didn't sound today as though the court would use it as a vehicle to invalidate the entire Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, or what remains of it. Also today, the court heard arguments again with Justice Sotomayor participating remotely and Justice Gorsuch unmasked. Yesterday, NPR reported that Sotomayor, a longtime diabetic, had indicated to the Chief Justice that because of the Omicron surge, she did not feel safe being in a room with people who are unmasked, and that the Chief Justice, in some form, asked that the justices mask up. Today, Sotomayor and Gorsuch issued a statement saying that she did not ask him to wear a mask. NPR's report did not say that she did. And the Chief Justice issued a statement saying that he, quote, did not request Justice Gorsuch or any other justice to wear a mask on the bench. That said, all the justices have at once started wearing masks, except Gorsuch. And Sotomayor has, because of that, not been in the courtroom, nor has she been at the justices' weekly conference where they discuss the cases and vote on them. She's participated in both remotely. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.